Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, it's been raining here on the East Coast, but hey, a little rain's good for the flowers. Just don't need a deluge of water. Of course, I know Florida's going to get hit pretty hard. So we're going to lift them up in prayer that they don't get flooded, okay? We got a great show. We are going to be talking about the ACOs. Do you know what those are? Well, you should. They're part of Obamacare, and it's going to directly affect your health. We're going to talk about that. And also we're going to talk about, you know, summertime. Sometimes can, you know, be itchy and we could get stung and bit. So we're going to talk about some natural things to deal with that. And if we get time, we may even touch on a male problem called erectile dysfunction. So we got lots to talk about and the quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, don't forget, coming up on the 18th, Dr. Carly's going to be with us here on Herb Talk Live. And also we're going to also have Dr. Christine Horner back. She's been with us a couple of times. She's going to be with us on the 27th, and she's got some new information on a natural way to deal with that breast cancer gene without having to have surgery or anything like that. So she's going to be enlightening us on nutrition, and hopefully you guys won't have to follow in the path of Miss Jolie out there with surgery. We do have a crack report, but before we get to all that good stuff, don't forget, check out the SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com website. They've got lots of great articles on there on health and lifestyle, nutritional topics, cover just about every aspect of health and well-being. You can give them a checkout. You can check out their website by clicking on their banner, which is on our links page at thepowerherbs.com. Just click on Seattle Organic Restaurants and check out all that good stuff out there. And what else? Oh, if you're looking for backup gold and silver currency, a lot of people are, you know, kind of doing that as a hedge against what may come. You can call the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading and speak with Melanie Cederstrom, very ethical, informative lady in the business of the gold and silver markets. You can call at 800 it's at 875-4188, 375-4188. Excuse me, 375-4188. And you can click on her banner, which is on our website at thepowerherbs.com if you want to visit her website. She does write for the American Survival Newsletter, which you can sign up for on the powerherbs.com website and get more updates on the gold and silver markets. Great stuff. As well as Dr. Carly, Ty Bollinger from Cancer Truth Chronicles, and myself also write for the newsletter. So it goes out on Tuesday, and lots of information to empower you. It goes out on Tuesday, and it's free. Now, coming up tomorrow is Friday, so that means the HealthQuest newsletter will be going out. So if you're into herb secrets and discount coupons that you can use at thepowerherbs.com, sign up for that free newsletter as well. Well, big salute and semper fi to our military. We're praying for our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer. And, you know, I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. Hope you'll join me. We're lifting all of America up in prayer. We need righteousness restored here. We need righteous leadership. And I hope you'll pray, because we're going to need the Lord's help if we're going to get that. Otherwise, I think we're in for a bumpy ride. So mind the time, folks. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, diabetes is in the news. They say, hey, it's a vitamin deficiency now. According to research, type 2 diabetes can affect vision, of course, and you can get those nasty symptoms of peripheral neuropathy, where you get that numbness and tingling and even pain in your hands and feet. Kind of can be unbearable for some folks. And the current theory, though, is diabetes may be an acute thiamine deficiency. So within a week of taking foods or maybe even some supplements that have thiamine, patients are reporting that their painful neuropathy disappears within 3 weeks. So diabetics, you know, they lose thiamine with frequent urination because they're diabetics. So you'll need to replenish that. Now, if you're looking for some food sources that have thiamine, you'll want to check out millet grain, almonds, potatoes, and your leafy green vegetables, just to name a few. And if you can't seem to get enough of that good, wholesome food, then, you know, check out the Body Foundation food mix, loaded with lots of B vitamins in there, and they're all organic. And where did you find that? The powerherbs.com website. Folks at Apothecary Herbs make that. So just throw it in your juice. Vegetable juice or water, if you want, at breakfast, and you're done. Okay, let's look at what else is in the news. The respiratory pandemic is in the news. The MERS or the MERS-CoV virus, you know, that the acute respiratory syndrome virus is in the news. Apparently, Saudi Arabia and the United Nations, their health authorities are all in a panic. They're reporting new infections from the respiratory disease. They're concerned because the annual Muslim pillage to Mecca is coming up, and it could increase the risk of spreading the virus worldwide. Saudi Arabia says more than 2 million Muslims, including about 20,000, come from the United States to visit Mecca. And, of course, then they'll be bringing it back here. See, that's a problem. U.S. government is noticed, published in the Federal Register just Wednesday. They declared the Middle East a respiratory syndrome, coronavirus, could be potential risk, a national security risk to the United States. Wow. Now, Saudi Arabia is currently the undisputed center of the scare, but according to the CDC, about 55 confirmed MERS cases, 40 infections, 24 deaths have occurred in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, while 2 deaths have been reported in Britain and Jordan, 1 death in France and the United Arab Emirates. So, let's see, but infections have also been reported in Tanzania and Italy, apparently. So, but get this, folks. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, she is the one that will determine if it's a significant potential public health emergency threat to the U.S. And if she kind of ups the level of panic there, you know, then guess what? The FDA can bypass all the standard processes and fast-track approval for all kinds of drugs and stuff to deal with it. And according to the CDC, though, no U.S. reports yet on that particular virus. All righty. Last but not least in the crack report, I want to talk about this is an uplifting thing, folks. I love this. Down in Pickens County, South Carolina, in their school district, guess what they did? They said absolutely no mention of a Christian prayer at all. Decision was made because they got a bunch of calls from atheist groups saying, you know, during the graduation ceremony, there should be no mention of Jesus Christ, God, or anything like that. Well, guess what? The South Carolina valedictorian by the name of Roy Cosner did. He didn't listen to that. And we got a clip. Let's play the clip.
A remarkable story out of South Carolina, where a video of a high school valedictorian has gone viral today. The teen deciding to tear up his commencement speech and instead address the crowd another way. Trace Gallagher live in LA with the story. Trace.
Well, it is called Liberty High School, Megan. I mean, and they will long remember the valedictorian speech given by Roy Cosner IV. Here's the backstory. In Pickens County, the school district there has been getting a barrage of complaints from atheist groups about including prayers at various ceremonies. So the school district banned prayer altogether. And then when Roy Cosner took the stage, he took his approved speech that was approved by the school, and he tore it up, right? And then he began talking about his Christian upbringing. Here he is. There goes the speech. He begins talking about his Christian upbringing, how he was glad that his parents led him to the Lord at a very young age. And then he said this. Listen.
I think most of you understand when I say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
Yeah, we played you 20 seconds of that, Megan, but the cheers went on, right? You could hear him going on, and he kept trying to get through the prayer. And at one point, he said, look, I couldn't even hear myself talk. That's how loud the cheers were. Did they come up and haul him off stage? As you see, no, they did not. They let him finish every bit of that. And now the school says he will face absolutely no disciplinary action at all. He says he was overwhelmed at the reaction by his classmates.
Wow. Wow, that was incredible to watch. I mean, it says something that it takes courage to recite the Lord's Prayer when you've been honored as valedictorian. I mean, it says something that that's such a shocking thing for us to witness in today's society, but it is. Trace, thank you.
And that is true. You know what courage is, folks? It's faith. It's faith. So if your pastors in your church don't have courage, what does that say? You know, what does that say? So kudos to Roy Cosner. He stood up for righteousness' sake. He stood up for the Lord. That's what David did when he slew Goliath. That's what it takes, is courage, which is grounded in your faith. So very well done, Roy Cosner, down there in Liberty High School, Pickens, South Carolina. not too far from where I have some relatives living. So then that, folks, on that note, let's wrap the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Frank's awesome. Woo, lovely. Okay, well, we're going to talk about something real interesting here. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready for the ACOs? Most people don't even know what an ACO is. That's A as in Apple, C as in Charles, O as in October. ACO. What the heck is an ACO? Well, ACO stands for Accountable Care Organization. Now, it is a program that is set up to handle Medicare patients by geographic location. And Americans are being assigned to it right now, and they don't even know it. So the duty of the ACOs is to be accountable to government for your health care. Now, this ACO program is a byproduct of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. So how would any American know about this program and what it may mean for their health care? Well, you don't know unless you took an entire year to read the 20,000 pages of the Affordable Care Act. Yeah, it's now 20,000 pages. So, I was reading this newsletter that was published by Southwest Radio Ministries, excellent newsletter, by the way, and in it, they included this photo of an office chair, and stacked next to the chair was this tower of documents that reached 7 feet, 3 inches high. Beneath the photo of March 13th of this year, it explained that the stack of documents was the Affordable Care Act. Now, keep in mind that the unconstitutional Congress passed that original legislation, which was just 2,700 pages, back in October of 2009. So the United States government has added over 17,000 new regulations to their socialized healthcare package, and few Americans know what it entails. So more importantly, medical practices, if they comply, are going to buckle under the burden of this healthcare regulation. Well, let's talk about what doctors are saying about it. There have been several reports that doctors will be retiring from their practice if they're able to do so, because the red tape Obamacare puts on their medical offices is overwhelming their resources. And this is just the beginning. So when Obamacare is entirely implemented, every American will have third world health care. Now, according to Dr. Lee Heeb, is an orthopedic surgeon, formerly with the U.S. Marine Corps in private practice now for 20 years, Dr. Lee says that the Affordable Care Act is designed to destroy the free market health care system. Apparently, the rules of the Affordable Care Act are under continuous revision. And Dr. Heeb says the big picture is the Affordable Care Act is a three-step shell game to bring about the death of private practice medicine in America. And you know what, folks? That is exactly what Dr. Rebecca Carley said on the show months ago. Well, let's look at this three-step wipeout that the Affordable Care Act has set up. In a nutshell, Obamacare will wipe out your private health care in three steps. Let's look at them. First, it divides the country up into regions involving the ACOs, which we mentioned, and also your private practices will close under the strain of the new laws. Number two, with private medical competition removed, the government-run health care is the really only option, so everyone is going to be at the mercy of the ACOs. Obamacare now is going to remove the financial incentives to the hospitals, and if hospitals want to survive, their CEOs will either merge with larger hospital authorities, and we're seeing that being done now, or they're going to be reduced to bribing government officials. Of course, your small-town hospitals, they're going to close. They're not going to make it. And number three, government holds onto the money. It fails to reimburse the hospitals, so staff is going to be laid off, and with no private health care to turn to, Americans will experience inadequate or no health care. So the result is long waits, denied surgical treatments, unavailable medications, leading to the final implosion of the system. And when a complete threat, this is going to be a complete federal takeover at this point. So when the federal takeover of all the medical facilities is done, it's going to result in a national crisis. They're going to take it over. They're going to just see the implosion of the healthcare system is going to be a national crisis. And the government's going to have to take it over, see. They're going to try to save you. And they're going to save you from a crisis they created. So the government will become the largest employer and have, and any remaining health insurance companies at that point, they're going to help manage the ACOs, basically. That's it. Dr. Lieb says this, when free market medicine goes, so goes freedom. This is true. Okay, let's talk about the American empire, because we are watching the dismantling of this once great country. Stone by stone, the wicked in power are taking away your freedom and replacing it with their control. So how do you spot a wicked person? Well, they don't support independence. They seek to control. That's how you know. So have you noticed some of the signs of the three-step wipeout that's already in motion? Have you not noticed it? Well, the cost of seeing a private practitioner has risen at least 41% since the year 2010. So the medical offices are implementing Obamacare, and it is costing them more money, and they are passing it on to the patient. Now, insurance companies are compensating too, and some prescription drugs you may have noticed now are no longer available under your insurance plan at your pharmacy, and it may be only obtainable if you go to the trouble of a mail order. So at this point, those that are able to afford their insurance premium, they're paying for their medication out of pocket, especially if it's for a temporary pain medicine or for an infection. Also, the medication is more expensive than the copay. So some doctors, you know, they've just gone cash basis only, no insurance in their office at all. They've lowered their overhead expenses and their fees. They've removed the computer technology from their offices to avoid the paperless technology, which is less secure regarding their patient privacy. Way to go, doc. If you're one of them, I applaud you. Yes, yes. Well, you know, let's talk about this bill known as now, I think affectionately, the Shell Bill. Now, people have batted this around on the internet. Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution says that tax bills, all bills for raising revenue, have to originate in the House of Representatives, right? Well, it amazes me why Americans are accepting the illegal activity of the corrupt administration, because the law of the land says any tax legislation has to come forth through the House and not the Senate, where the Affordable Care Act seems to have been hatched. Well, some argue that the bill did technically originate in the House and passed under another title and bill number, but then it was gutted and changed and renamed and then submitted to the Senate. So if you think that sounds underhanded in order to get around the constitutional law, well, then your instincts are correct. This is actually known as the Shell Bill procedure, which apparently the courts tolerate. You know, corruption is corruption. Lipstick on a pig is still a pig, right? So, what can the people do? Well, you can press your corrupt representatives to follow procedure. And the health care mandate has now been called an official tax bill, and the IRS is going to manage it, which means it's a budgetary matter for the Senate. So, the Senate can get rid of Obamacare through reconciliation, apparently, of just 51 and not 60 votes. Well, if America is no longer the land of laws, it becomes the land of men or tyrants. So there is that old saying that a locked door is for the law-abiding people and not for the criminals. In other words, good laws work for people who are moral. The wicked, you can't reason with them. They don't care. They'll lie to your face. You know, the Bible has something to say about that. In Psalms 10, it says, "The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined." So God says, you know, eventually they're going to get the payback. What they traps they lay for the poor people, you know, the common man, you know, the needy, as the Bible points out, they're going to catch themselves in it eventually. Well, let's talk about America for a minute, because, you know, a lot of this stuff and people are hearing, it's so un-American. A few hundred people in positions of power are engaging in immoral and unethical behavior and abusing their power. Proverbs 29 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. So now you don't have to be paranoid or a conspiracy theorist to know that something's wrong. Think about this. The Department of Homeland Security uses 15 million rounds of ammunition per year at shooting ranges for training exercises. The Department of Homeland Security now wants 1.5 billion more rounds of ammunition, which is enough ammo to fight a war for about 20 years. What gives? Well, according to Ronald Reagan, he said this in 1961, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Are we at that point? Well, what does righteousness look like? I think people have forgotten what it is. People seem to be overwhelmed and overloaded with events taking place. And we can get some perspective by stepping back and looking at an old story in the Bible about what God says about righteousness. Okay, David, remember King David, he was in the wilderness. He was out there with 600 of his men. He was avoiding King Saul. Saul was trying to kill him, see. But while David and his men were in the wilderness, they were safeguarding the shepherds and their flocks. They were protecting them from thieves, marauders. So the owner of the flocks was a rich man by the name of Nabal. Now, in Hebrew, his name means fool. So David sent three of his men to Nabal to reassure him that his flocks, his shepherds, were safe under their watchful eye. Well, Nabal was rude and ungrateful and rebuffed David's men. Nabal is described by God as a churlish man. That's C-H-U-R-L-I-S. Do you know what that means? Churlish means stingy, greedy, crude, brutish, and evil. So when David heard of this, he told 400 of his men to strap on their swords and make ready to visit Nabal. Now, in those days, if you rewarded good with evil, you risk death. And that is what righteousness looks like, folks. That is what righteous men do. They stand up and they defend righteousness. That story is in the first book of Samuel, chapter 25. That is what the founders of America did. They stood up. They defended righteousness. Where are the righteous men? Are we a generation of so few righteous men? Now, the churl man is evil, according to God, and he devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speak righteously. So the answer to the world's problems, it's in the Bible. Some people, you know, think the Bible's old-fashioned, out of date. Folks, if you want righteousness restored, you've got to start standing up together and saying no to wickedness. The liberal-minded person does not regard God's ways of righteousness. At some point, people find out, you know, at some point they're going to find out that God's righteousness is not obsolete. It's not outdated, and it's definitely not powerless. Hi, I can see by the clock we got to take a break. But you know what? We got more healthy stuff on the other side, inspirational stuff. We're going to talk about how you deal with snake bites, how you deal with ED. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
stepping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. Pretend it all the time, yeah. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe, like a ukulele, mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay it.
Can't you see, can't you see? Rain all day and I don't mind. But the telephone singing, ringing, it's too early, don't pick it up. We don't need to, we got everything we need right here, and everything we need is enough.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk Live. Ooh, banana pancakes. That's that song. I can't remember the last time I had banana pancakes. It's been a while since I had any pancakes. All right, well, you know, we're going to move along to our new segment in a minute. But, you know, before we do, guys, I want to say, you know, God didn't leave us defenseless, powerless when it comes to our health. You don't have to worry about Obamacare. You can do your own care, okay? God says herbs are meat in Genesis chapter 1. And he also says herbs are here for the service of man in Psalms 104. So if you're looking for some professional strength herbal liquids, powdered mixes for your immune system, for detoxification, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. And they have a toll-free number. You can call right now at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International number is 704-885-0277. That is 704-885-0277 if you're outside the U.S. Or you can go online, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Okay, you can request a copy of their brand new catalog. It is out. The PDF version of the catalog is up on the website if you want to download that. And Father's Day specials going on right now. So if you've been thinking about doing some herbs and cleansing and stocking up on some things, you can do so and save 15%. The details are on the homepage, or you could just call and ask. And the discount sale is good through the 21st, June 21st. So, you know, hurry. It expires on the 21st. And you can get the discount code right there on the homepage and plug it into the shopping cart for the discount. So take advantage of that and save money. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Not too much. So, yeah, I mean, if you're looking for stuff, if you're tired of the prescription stuff that makes your joints hurt or whatever, and you want another thing to do to deal with it, get rid of it, you know, of course, you know, modern medicine doesn't cure anything. So, but guess what? You can. Look at that type 2 diabetes. You know, they found it's thiamine, vitamin B1. Hey, get some vitamin B1 foods into the diet, and you could kiss all those drugs goodbye. All right, we're going to move along to the summertime topic, you know, because sometimes, you know, we can be really enjoying summer, and we can... it can bite us in a really wrong way because the warmer weather, we're going outside, we're wearing shorts, we're more exposed, and we can get bitten by all kinds of bugs and mystery bug bites and God knows what else. So hardware stores stock pesticides, of course, for your ants, your bees, your hornets, your wasps, yellow jackets, your spiders. But during the summer, many allergic reactions tend to happen when you get stung by these types of critters. So why does a bug bite deliver such a misery? You ever wonder about that? Well, the venomous bugs tend to inject what is called a water-soluble nitrogen chemical through their stinger, yep, into you. And so your body has this allergic reaction to that. So for those more sensitive to stings, the venom is therefore more toxic. It causes a serious health risk and possible death, you know. So you'd be surprised, though, how many times you've been within 3 feet of a very poisonous creature and you didn't know it. Nearly 20% of all the snake bites in the U.S. are life-threatening. So the good news is that compared to the world, the U.S. does not have the most venomous snakes or bugs. We could, but we don't. So you'll have to actually go to Costa Rica and be kind of reckless like the late Steve Irwin, known as the crocodile hunter, if you want to encounter any of that. Well, let's talk about spiders and snakes. I don't like them. They're creepy. Arachnophobia. I'm not really that arachnophobia, but I just don't like them, you know. Snakes, I totally don't like. I know, I've seen black snakes, they're so cute, right? they're supposed to keep the rodent population down, but I still don't like it. They slither along the road. But anyway, when it comes to bugs and snakes, I'm like kind of like Indiana Jones. I hate snakes. However, snakes do have a purpose. And they do prevent, you know, the spread of disease, and they help keep down crop losses to a minimum because they eat those rodents that like to eat the crops. So snakes actually were revered in ancient Greece as healers. Yeah, the Greek mythology god of medicine carried two entwined snakes on the staff. It was a symbol. You see it today in the as a medical insignia. What does that tell you? Well, there are 725 species of venomous snakes worldwide, and 250 contain enough poison to kill a human in one bite. By far, the most venomous snake in the U.S. is your copperhead. Now, this snake likes to be around rocks and moist areas, maybe water even. So if you have a swimming pool, you may find them kind of skimming around in there. If you live around a lake, most definitely. They like the riprap around the shore area. So rattlesnakes are also somewhat easier to avoid. They kind of let you know. They rattle their little tails at you. But copperheads, coral snakes, cottonmouth snakes, they can be within striking distance before you even realize it. Okay? So for your safety and the safety of your kids, your pets, we're going to give you some tips how to avoid a lot of this stuff. You want to avoid snake bites. You want to watch the tall grassy areas where you've seen maybe wild rodents. Now, here's a tip. Do your neighbors have cats, you know, house cats? And do they kind of let them outside and then you see them perching themselves, kind of crouching and listening? You know, if you see your neighbor's cats hunting in a specific area where there's tall grass, there's probably going to be snakes in there along with the rodents they're trying to get. So, you know, the cats are kind of in competition with the snakes to get those rodents. So, you know, your neighborhood cats are going to be another sign to watch. You want to also don't stray from hiking paths if you're out there and about hiking over the summer. You may want to avoid rock climbing because snakes like to sun on rocks, hide in rocks. You could kind of put your hand into a cleft to kind of pull yourself up, and all of a sudden there'd be a snake. So, you know, rock climbing does have its risks other than falling in gravity. Don't handle a snake without professional training is another tip. You know, you'd be surprised how many kids think it's no problem to pick it up. I've seen it on TV. Also, adult snake fangs, okay, are 3/4 of an inch, and they can penetrate your boots. So don't think that if you're wearing cowboy boots or utility boots, hunting boots, that you're safe, because guess what? You're not. Absolutely not. Okay, so let's look at some of the symptoms of your snake bite. You can tell by the distance between the fang prong bite mark if you've encountered a baby or an adult snake. In many cases, the venom from a baby or a young adult snake can be even more toxic. Therefore, don't let the size of the snake fool you, okay? You'll also have a bloody discharge at the puncture site if you do get bit, some swelling, bruising, of course, pain. Maybe you have a symptom of diarrhea, weakness, and dizziness. You may even have fainting, sweating, blurred vision, and even convulsions. So you should seek medical attention, of course. Use your common sense. Get there as soon as you can, especially if you got little kids and elderly people. Okay? Modern medicine is good for trauma. It's just the preventable healthcare stuff they're not so good at. Okay? So, yeah, get a medical attention as soon as you are able to. Let's talk about those creepy spiders, too, for a minute. You know, I couldn't watch that movie, Arachnophobia. I got through the credits in the beginning, and the big monster spider that was the jungle? Oh, whatever it was. Oh, God. I couldn't watch anymore. I just couldn't. I shudder with goosebumps just thinking about that. Now, although the U.S. does not have the most poisonous snakes, it does have some of the most venomous spiders, like the black widow and the brown recluse. Now, your black widow spider has an orange hourglass marking on the abdomen and can be found most anywhere because it likes a warm, dark habitat. So if you're in the south, guess what? You're going to see that. Also, the brown recluse has that violin-shaped mark on the midsection of the body. So just remember, if you see something that looks like an hourglass or a violin, you in trouble. You know, get away from that. So the brown recluse has that violin-shaped mark on its mid-abdomen, and it likes sheltered areas, okay? It likes to be in wood piles, or it likes to kind of crevice itself between loose bark of a tree. It likes to be under stones or under hollow logs. It likes dark storage areas like closets you don't use very much, or your attic or garage or basement. So, you know, if you're kind of rumbling around in an area you haven't disturbed in a while, guess what? You may run into some of these spiders. So the brown recluse is not aggressive. It's not an aggressive spider, and it bites only when you disturb it. Okay, so it's not going to jump on you and attack you like, you know, the spiders in the arachnophobia movie, okay? Well, let's talk about some of the symptoms of the spider bites. Now, if you encounter, let's say, a black widow spider and it bites you, the symptoms are going to be cramps, sweating, dizziness, headache, tremors, nausea, vomiting, pain, blood pressure spike, and possible death. Death is rare, though. Usually occurs if, you know, it's a child that got bit or an elderly person that got bit. So death is kind of rare from the black widow, especially if you get medical attention pretty quickly. Now, the bite from the brown recluse spider, that it offers the following symptoms. You get some weakness, nausea, vomiting, high fever, flu-like symptoms. That's a biggie. I've heard that a lot from people who've gotten bitten by brown recluse. They just feel yucky, like they're coming out with the flu. They get some joint pain, and you could have some convulsions. That's a possibility. So this bite is very destructive, however, to the tissue where the venom went in, and also any muscle there as well. So anything around the bite site, very destructive venom. What it does is it kills the tissue, becomes necrotic, and that means it's going to turn black like you got frostbite, and it's going to fall off. So if the muscle is severely, if it's severely affected, you know, doctors are going to want to do surgery. They want to avoid the gangrene. And, you know, if you go that route, it could mean disfigurement. You know, you could you know, have a hole in your tissue. Let's say he bit you on the leg, you could have a hole in your calf or something. So the bite becomes painful and itchy within 2 to 8 hours, and the destructive force of the venom actually begins within 12 to 36 hours. So the sooner you get this looked at and taken care of, the better. So, and also the other telltale sign of the brown recluse is the bite mark. It looks like a bullseye. So where the venom went in is white, and then the surrounding tissue gets bright red, like a bullseye. It's like circular. And where that red is, that's where all the tissue is being destroyed. So over the next few days, the tissue and muscle can die, as I said, and fall off unless you know what to do. And, of course, we're going to tell you what to do in just a minute. It's amazing what you can do. And what about scorpions? Well, scorpions like warmer regions. You'll see them in Florida and Texas and South Carolina. A scorpion likes to deliver a very painful sting by injecting venom deep into the tissue, and it can be fatal. However, scorpions rarely sting humans as they are more nocturnal. Okay, so unless you're, you know, out there rummaging around in the dark, you may not find one. Check under your bed and your sheets, as they have been known to kind of scamper into bed chambers and hide under covers once in a while. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about what it is you could possibly do. Well, first of all, I hope none of you find yourself tangling with any poisonous snake or venomous bugs or spiders of any kind over the summer. But in case that you do have some products, some herbs that you could use. Let's say, you know, you can't get to medical attention. What are you going to do? Well, you can have some backups handy, okay? And nothing beats a product called skin poultice. It's a product that Apothecary Herbs makes. It takes the sting out of bites, but more importantly, it's great for venomous bites, okay? This is what the Native American Indians did. This is what they did. They mixed up these herbs, and they made it into like a paste, and they put it on the bite mark, and what it does is it draws the venom out, okay? It's got a wonderful herb in there called plantain. It draws the venom right out of there. And this product is great on bee stings. You just put it on 20, 30 minutes later. It's like you never got stung. It's good also for poisonous rashes like poison ivy and sumac. So it dries up the rash. It's great for that. Awesome stuff, okay? Have some on hand. It comes in a powder, and you just mix up what you need with some water and put it on, so it's going to be there when you need it. It's awesome stuff. You can put it in your backpack if you're a hiker. If you go camping, you definitely want this. And it's very inexpensive. Also, Apothecary Herbs has a portable snake bite kit that you can also take. It will help neutralize the venom. It'll help protect the tissue from being destroyed, like we mentioned. It helps rebuild tissue after a venomous bite. And you can use that especially in the interim until you can get down the mountain or out of the campground and get some medical attention. So you can use this in the lieu of medical attention if you can't get to it. Now, I've had folks use just the snake bite kit for brown recluse spider bites as well. So it's not just for snakes. You use it for brown recluse bites. And spider bites that are very destructive. So, and they've used it and then didn't even go see a doctor, and it worked just fine. So you can decide, but you can have these things on. It works well for pets, by the way. If your dog gets bit by a snake, God forbid. Dogs tend to metabolize the venom pretty well. It's the bite site that's really bad for them. So you can use a lot of the herbal formulas in the snake bite kit internally for your pet, and work on that from the inside. That's what I did when my dog got bit by a copperhead. I learned a lot about that. Fortunately, he's fine, perfectly fine. He got bit on his foot, but he's cool. And kind of shocked the vet, though, you know. Oh, the vets will scare you. They'll say, oh, we got to worry about infection and gangrene and, you know, skin grafting. And, God, they go on. And, you know, of course, $900 later, you're like, where's the herbs? Please, just give me the herbs. You know, it's just like, enough of this. You could give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call and ask about all the skin poultice, the snake bite kit. They have it for pets as well. And you can get a free product catalog at 866-229-3663. It's where you call to get one. 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Visit their website. Hey, you know what? They also have a new domain, thepowerherbs.net. Very cool. A few of their products are up on that, and it kind of redirects you to the .com site, but it's very cool. All righty, moving along. We got a few minutes. So we're going to talk about a male dysfunction called ED, erectile dysfunction. You know, men and women are asking, is there a way to fix this without all the drugs? Yeah. Well, the most common sexual dysfunction for men is erectile dysfunction. It can be mild or it could be severe. And medical science expects men, especially baby boomers, to have it at some point. So the line in the sand that medicine tends to draw for ED is if you're over the age of 50, you're probably going to get it. Men are now more willing to talk about it than they were in the past. So this increases awareness. It helps with fixing the dysfunction. And medical science has actually been, as you know, searching for ways to treat the problem. And they admit that until recently, men were not being treated very well in this area. Well, let's talk about some of the statistics real quick. Globally, let's see, 30 million men in the U.S., let's just do 1 in 10 men globally has ED, but 30 million men in the U.S. suffer from the dysfunction. Now, if a man is a diabetic, he has a 50% greater chance that he'll also have erectile dysfunction within 10 years of his diagnosis. Now, if the man smokes a pack of cigarettes or more a day, he'll increase his risk of experiencing ED by 50%. All according to medical science, the older the man gets, more likely he'll get ED. And men over the age of 40 have a 39% chance. Men over the age of 65 have a 65% chance of having a diagnosis of erectile dysfunction. Well, you know what the symptoms are, right? And there's different degrees of ED. So, in other words, if the erectile dysfunction happens occasionally, two or three times out of 10 attempts, that's considered mild. If the percentage goes to four or six times out of 10 attempts, the category will shift to moderate. And, of course, after that, it's severe, right? Some of the scientific causes, they say, vascular disease, diabetes, hypertension, smoking, consuming too much sugar seems to affect the prostate and all that down there. Nerve damage, of course. Hormone imbalance, prescription drugs. So if you're taking blood pressure meds or sedatives or narcotics or antidepressants or drinking a lot of alcohol, anything depression of the central nervous system, anxiety and stress will affect this area, will give you ED. So watch the drugs. Lots of them out there, anti-inflammatory drugs, Parkinson's drugs, histamine receptor drugs. There's a whole bunch of Tagamet, Zantac, for instance, they'll contribute to it. So a lot of amphetamines, barbiturates, even marijuana can be the culprit. Hello. So there's a lot out there. But you know what? You don't have to worry. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have a prostate cleanse pack that you can check out. They also have a male hormone formula. So you can use the cleanse and nourish approach. Cleanse and nourish the body, and the body can fix itself. That's what I say. Of course, you want to clean up the act. If you're smoking, drinking too much alcohol, sugar, that kind of thing, you want to change the lifestyle to help yourself out. Okay. And if you are interested in a prostate kit or asking about the male hormone formula, definitely give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. They'll send you a free product catalog, and, of course, all of their products have a guarantee. So you can always get a refund on the purchase price if it doesn't work for you. Absolutely great. Money-back guarantee, I love it. Oh, we're out of time, but I got to go. And don't forget, you know, coming up on the 18th, we're going to have Dr. Carly with us, and we look forward to that. And, of course, if you haven't signed up for the HealthQuest newsletter, it goes out tomorrow. Get free information, empowering health information, plus discounts on the Apothecary Herbs products. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Sign up today. Well, folks, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So you want to seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.